The GrappleTalk.com Fighter of the Month for May 2015 is the pit bull Andre Orlovsky. He fights out of Chicago, Illinois, but he trains with Jackson Winklejohn in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was born February 4th, 1979 in Babruysk, Belarusian SSR, Soviet Union, now Belarus. In early childhood, he was bullied, and in 1994, at the age of 14, he had enough, and he decided to take up some weightlifting to kick some ass. And at the age of 16, he started training in Sambo and kickboxing, some more cool things to add to his ass-kicking arsenal, I guess. And he enrolled at the police academy and was required to take up further Sambo. In 1999, Andre won the European Youth Sambo Championship and the World Youth Championship, and shortly after, Andre became the first Master of Sports and then International Master of Sports. He took a silver medal at the Sambo World Cup and another silver medal at the World Sambo Championship. If you watched early UFCs, if you remember Oleg Tatarov, he was that fancy fighter that was Russian. He did Sambo. So did questionably the world's most famous MMA fighter, Fedor Emelianenko. Along with Andre's kickboxing, he was developing some really cool MMA skills. On April 9, 1999, at the age of 20, Orlovsky began his professional MMA career at the Mixed Fight M1 in St. Petersburg, Russia. He did lose his first MMA fight, but kept his head up, and in 2000 at the M1 Global at the European Championships, he took the heavyweight crown with a submission victory and a KO victory. A few years later, in 2004, he was one of the top heavyweights in the world. The UFC heavyweight champion, Frank Mir, injured himself in a motorcycle accident. What does the UFC usually do when this happens? It's time for interim title. They decided that they'd take the top two heavyweight contenders and would meet them to declare the interim champion. And on February 5th, 2005, at UFC 51, Orlovsky faced former heavyweight champion Tim Sylvia. The bout only lasted 47 seconds, and Orlovsky won by submission. He defended his belt a few more times before the rematch with Tim Sylvia at UFC 59, which he lost by TKO. Then the famous rubber match at UFC 61, which he lost by decision. At UFC 82, he defeated Jake O'Brien by TKO in round 2. This was Orlovsky's last fight on his contract, and he decided to leave the UFC for a newly created MMA promotion, Affliction. He had his ups and downs. He ended up fighting at Strikeforce, Pro Elite, ONE Fighting Championship, World Series of Fighting, independent promotion. You know how it goes. He seemed to be on a decline, and some say he had a questionable jaw, because he did get knocked out a few times while he was working through all them companies. He ended up putting a string of wins together, and that granted his release from World Series of Fighting so he could return to the UFC. In his first fighting return to the UFC, he fought Brandon Schaub, and he won by split decision. His next fight, he was a heavy, heavy underdog against the always dangerous Bigfoot Silva. Now, he ended up knocking out Silva in the first round. On May 23rd, 2015, at UFC 187, once again, a heavy underdog, Orlovsky faced Travis Brown, a friend, a former training partner, and a hard-hitting killer. Many surprised, just like me. It lasted one round, and Orlovsky looked better than ever. He was knocked down one time, but the whole Orlovsky having a glass jaw thing is just a myth, because all doubters were silenced. And if you bet against him, so sorry. There were many great fights this week, but the pit bull Andre Orlovsky, he's our Fighter of the Month for May 2015.